This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And CEOs come and go. As we know, companies have change and turnover at the top with some degree of regularity. But the news from the Vatican today was kind of amazing, that Pope Benedict is going to abdicate at the end of the month. Hasn't happened in 600 years. So amid all the stories out there about what happens now and who's in the running for the Vatican corner office, a look back at Benedict XVI, not as shepherd, but as CEO. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going.
Succession planning, that's the corporate world term Thomas Harvey of Notre Dame's business school uses for what the Pope did today. Harvey is a former CEO of Catholic Charities USA.
To have said to the church, we need people who can do this faster, better, and be more nimble than I can at 85. I think that's a profound statement of a manager.
Other management moves fell short.
There were issues of banking, lack of oversight.
He made cleaning up shady Vatican finances a priority. It's an unfinished task. Critics also say his leadership was weak on confronting sexual abuse scandals. Boston College theology professor Thomas Groom teaches church management MBA students. He says Pope Benedict's legacy is intellectual, not managerial.
He will be rated as a better teacher than he was a manager.
One with more competition, grappling with the growth of Pentecostalism in developing countries. Groom says Pope Benedict didn't inspire donations the way his predecessor did.
I'm not sure that this man has been able to raise the monies that perhaps John Paul II had attracted.
But popes aren't ultimately measured by revenue. They're supposed to be spiritual leaders, not technocrats. Longtime Vatican reporter Delia Gallagher has a reality check for anyone with visions of sweeping change.
Remember, Pope doesn't come in like a CEO and change up the whole management. On the whole, the people that work in the Vatican work for life.
All the management skill in the world is no match for the history of a 2,000-year-old faith of a billion people. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.